Motherfucker, you call little cross king of the madhouse, gone too soon. Motherfucker, you touch it, touch it.
Hi, hi. That's it? It's my birthday and you get this weak ass applause? Wow, you motherfucker. Oh, okay, okay. I mean, that's better. That's better. Okay, good, good, good. You're good. You're good. You're good guys. You're good guys. You're good guys and gals. I'm sorry for that. I'm sorry I cough scratch.
98.6.
No.
Give me just a hot damn second here. And let's see here. I'm gonna bring up Skype. Hey Skype, hello.
Howdy, howdy, D-White Machine.
Ah.
Hey everybody. It's gonna be D-White's big birthday in about 3 hours. And then after that, Milkman's birthday. So everybody, let's wish him a happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday.
Who let that old bitch in here?
Happy birthday, dear Dwight Machine, you sexy criminal.
You?
Happy birthday to you.
Where's this?
Happy birthday, Dwight
Sex
Machine, criminal.
Yay! Oh, that was good. That was good. That was good rendition right there. That's good. I guess one of these. It gets a big studio applause. All the applauses. That's very good. Very good, motherfucker.
It is D-White, so everybody
yes,
get ready.
Yes. When it rolls past midnight. Yep, it rolls past midnight into the Sunday. Then that when we end the show, it'll be my birthday. For now, I guess it's just the birthday of the 420 machines. If you know what I mean, you know, you partake
okay,
in well, that's okay, that's honey, not. Hey,
baby.
Hey, quit arguing with me. That's bullshit. Yeah, and you hit some of that.
Smoke weed every day.
Apparently that's what today is, just smoking all the weed.
Hello, this is Riley.
Hi, Riley.
How's it going?
Good. I was calling about being a cashier.
So I did just hire somebody for the position, but if you want to text me with your name and just that you're interested in that position, if that doesn't work out, I can give you a call.
Okay. That's good.
Okay.
When are they going to be starting?
Started yesterday.
Okay. So if I were to come in now, are they going to be working at the cashier at the register?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep, and I'll be standing right next to him.
That's all I need to know.
All right.
It's not meant to be creepy or anything.
Okay. Yeah. No worries.
Yeah.
I'm not. You're not making me nervous.
That's okay. That's all I needed to know.
Okay. All right. Well, you have a good day.
Thanks. That's all I needed to know. You think he's worried now? I was going to go on a whole thing about how I was going to frame him, and then that job would be mine, but it's all I needed to know. Yeah.
I think he's a little nervous.
Yeah, I'll be standing right next to him. That's all I needed to know. All right, let's jump onto the celebrity train real quick. We are going to go to the top, the tippy top top. And you know what? We might as well call those celebrities I've already confirmed from previous shows, right? They owe me a happy birthday, right? The fucking celebrities owe me something. I supported them probably at some point during their career. I think they owe me a happy birthday. I see no fault in this logic.
How are you?
Hello.
Hi, is Nate there?
No, I think you're wrong number.
Why would you think that?
No.
You sound like you break legs in the UFC. Damn. All right, I'll try this other number for him then. God damn it. You sound like she
first
can
I break you.
You sound like she can whoop some ass.
Your friend.
Whoop ass. Hey, guys, listen to this real carefully and see if you recognize this voice.
Sorry I missed your call. Leave a message. I'll call you back. Thanks.
Anybody? Anybody got a clue? Chat? Anybody in Skype? Anybody got a clue who that was? This is confirmed. I know that voice. Shooter McGavin from Happy Gilmore. Christopher McDonald. Yep. Christopher McDonald, fucking Shooter McGavin. That's a confirmed number. Let's go ahead and mark that motherfucker down. And you know what? Matter of fact, we got a Shooter McGavin number. So that's when we play this.
We just got a number. We just got a number. We just got a number.
Got a number. Wonder who it's for.
Shooter McGavin. but yeah, he canceled his appearance at one of the Comic Cons too. That's why I was calling him. But we got his phone number, so maybe we'll be able to reach him at some point.
Hello.
Hey, is that Bobby?
Who's this?
Hey, how you doing there? Is this the you're that culinary gangster guy, right?
I don't know. Why? What do you want?
Well, I got a problem over here. I bought one of your t-shirts there. You know, one of the merch things you got there. Ran it through the washing machine over here. The fucking sleeves fell off of it.
Did it? Man, that's fucked up.
Yeah.
Right, just call them back. Get a refund.
Nah. They said I got to come through you. They said that it's your shit and I got to go directly through you.
Okay. Send me the shirt. I got to see.
Nah, the sandwich, I'm going to wear it. I got the sleeves and stuff. I'm going to come over there and you're going to sew them on. You're going to sew them on by yourself, baby.
You know what I'll do? I'll fucking come all over and it'll stick nice. You leave it overnight, you hang it outside nice and dry and be beautiful.
Why are you talking like that there? You think I'm attracted to other men's?
Shut up, you fucking half a fag. I gotta go.
Hey, damn. Oh, whoa, okay. Well, that's confirmed.
I don't know.
I don't know.
How can you be a half?
Did he say HIPAA?
No, half of one.
He said he was half of
one. Oh, I thought he said HIPAA.
No. Let's see if Rick's still on. Rick is. Okay.
In less modern parlance, that would mean half a cigarette.
Let me turn this stream up while I'm doing this. It's Pickle Rick, or he goes by Big Rick Energy now. I'm going to use my TTS skill. But from Hell's Kitchen, or Kitchen Nightmares, sorry. All right, he's got to hurry. I'll get this music in the background. It's not going to help.
Hey, Rick, just spoke with Bobby from Kitchen Nightmares. He was not happy with me.
Oh, my God. Did you put that up on YouTube yet or no?
I'll cut the clip after I'm done. Wave to the stream. You're live. Let's see if he fucking reads it real quick. All right, bye, Rick. All right, cool. All right. I don't think Rick thought I was going to be able to get a hold of him. I don't think he thought it was a thing, but it is a thing. Let's move along, Kat. This is Gino. We're going to try to get Gino. I was going to try to get a bunch of people from 90 Day Fiancé, but it was a little difficult. The sources I had from where they were, it was a little fucked up. If you ever gave yourself a hand job, that makes you half gay, I guess.
I was going to say almost the same thing. Like, I feel like we're all half.
If you watch straight porn, then you're gay. You're watching another man's penis.
Nice and hard.
Come on, Gino.
Hi, this is Gino. I can't make it to the phone right now. You can leave me a message, and I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Thanks.
Ayo, Gino. How you doing there, bud? It's Dwight over here. You need to give me a call back. I got some weird message from you. Something about your banana or something. I don't know what it is. It seemed very cryptic. But give me a call, man, all right? Talk to you later. Bye. You seen my banana. Right, Kat? Oh.
Yes. I can't believe you got his number.
All right. Confirm. That's fucking Gino's number right there. I couldn't find his woman. I looked when I was looking this up, they're still together, which is surprising. Because she seemed like she was getting the fuck up out of there. Yeah, so I'm going to get one. Your fedora ended up over at my house. You either come pick this fucking up or you get it out of here. All right, Robert Picardo, who apparently was, I don't know, a hologram doctor on the Voyager machine or something. Ted gave me a line to tell him, so we'll see if it works.
Hey, thanks for calling. Sorry I missed you. It is Bob. Let me know you called.
Hey, Bob. Dwight here. Listen, I got this teletype message over here, and I'm trying to decipher it. It says something. Let's see here. Begin. Captain Janeway is ready and willing on the holodeck. End message. I'm not sure exactly what this means, but it was definitely for you. It's not for me. I'm sorry that I read your teletype message. If you need, give me a call. I can maybe do a text picture message of this thing for you. And, you know, we'll see what we can do there. All right, bye-bye. So you guys think so? Yeah? Do you think that's him?
Yeah, it sounds, I don't know.
Kind of sounded like him.
All right, we'll mark that
as a ballhead guy. He used to be on Voyager as the EMH, Emergency Medical Hologram. Yeah, so. Yeah, I think it's a hit. Oh, we just got a number.
Oh, yeah, here we go. Sing it, Milkman.
We just got a number. We just got a number.
I gotta say the name. Robert Picardo. Picardo. There we go. All right. All right. This next one is Denise Crosby. She was security chief to Tasha Yar. Tasha Yar.
Oh, yeah. She only lasted for a couple seasons because she didn't like her
couple
role.
I thought.
No, it was only second season, and she decided because they brought Beverly Crusher back, the redhead, and she wanted that part. So she got pissed and said, fuck it. And then they brought her back and killed her. Again.
She deserved it. Yeah.
All right. Let's see if she answers. We've got the shot lined up, going in for the putt. And let's see if it...
Hi, this is Denise, and you've reached my cell phone.
Ah!
And I will call you back. Thanks.
Ha! Look what we got.
That kind of sounded like her, too. She's just trying to be sultry.
Well, she's old. She's fucking old.
We just got a number. I wonder who it's for.
But she said her name was Denise. That was definitely her.
Yeah, that was her.
Icarus has some good ideas. What is Icarus' idea? We call Denise from...
With Data, Brent Spiner.
Do you have Brent's number? Yeah. Do you have Brent's number right there? Yeah, okay.
I bet somebody's got Brent's number.
All right, so if you switch it, then we'll give her a call and we'll see if she'll answer for Brent. And then, actually, we should go to the confirmed numbers And that's when we could do the switchy switch on Jerry the King Lawler and call Ric Flair and see if we could finally get his ass on the phone. Maybe it's too late where she's at.
Hey.
Hey.
What do I owe this pleasure?
I'm at a Comic-Con right now, and I'm on stage right now with thousands of people. Well, not thousands, hundreds. And they wanted to say hello. They didn't believe I had this kind of juice. They thought that I was a has-been, and I said, I've got friends.
Okay, wait a minute. So is this Brent?
Yes.
This is Brent Spiner.
Correct.
Calling me right now?
Yes, absolutely.
The Brent Spiner?
I'm friends with Chris Kattan.
Where in the hell are you?
I'm in Memphis right now. Robert Picardo is with me as well.
Well, let me hear his voice. I need because a lot.
Hang on. Robert's across the room. Hang on, Robert. She wants to talk to you, man.
No. We have a lot.
He's across the stage. I'm sorry.
Wait a minute. Was that me in the canyon the other night howling at the? Wait a minute. There's so much AI that I need proof.
You need proof of life? Like what? This is a kidnap?
Yeah,
this
that
is
would
a
be
this,
good.
This a kidnap situation? Got to hold
like,
up a newspaper?
I want to know that Brent Spiner is alive. You are not Brent Spiner, so you have
okay,
phone,
okay,
so,
okay.
Come on.
Hang on. I'll hang up the phone, call me back, and I'll prove it's me.
You'll prove it to me?
Yeah, I'll answer the phone. I'll prove it's me. I'll prove it's me.
Oh, give me Brent right now. I want proof of life.
I am Brent. I'm the new Brent. I'm assuming his life.
You think I wouldn't know the difference? Come on now.
I could do a really good George Takei if you want. Oh my. Like right there, like that's dead on.
That's not even that good. That's not good.
The hell you say? The hell you say?
Who am I talking to?
Why
do you have Brent Spiner's phone?
I'm a waiter at the restaurant he's at right now, and I brought him the bill folio. And as I sat it down, I swiped his phone. I wanted to see what type of people he knew.
He knows the best.
Who does he know? Hang on, let me look.
Right
I'm looking through his phone right now. Hang on. Who is John Delancey?
I don't know who he is.
He just has it down as Q. It says Star
no,
Trek
it's a letter
Q.
In the alphabet.
That's
it's
true.
A letter in the alphabet.
That is true. He's got Christopher McDonald's number in here. He's the guy who plays Shooter McGavin in Happy Gilmore. No way. That's awesome.
Been with him.
I'm gonna.
I love her.
What now? do what now?
Why do you have this number? What?
Because
I'm
gonna give him his phone back, but I want to jot down some of these. Can I jot your number down? Is it cool? Like I call you some other time?
No.
Damn. Like I'm trying to get a hell of a Rolodex going. You know what I mean? Like. I want to be able to like just pull like an old school Rolodex, so like I could pull out a card and be
like
play it like an Uno
is
card.
Is this Alex Kurtzman?
God damn it! How the fuck did you know it was me? Brent, dude, she didn't fucking fall for it. Oh man, fucking he told me you weren't this gullible. He ruined it. He ruined Star Trek. He ruined it.
He ruined Star Trek.
I didn't ruin anything. He ruined it, not me. Brent ruined it, not me.
Brent saved Star Trek
no,
from the bowels. Yes,
no,
he did.
No,
yes,
no. We had this discussion
just
the other day.
Tell him the truth. He saved it.
Did he, though? Did he? I mean, let's be honest.
Could you put him on the phone right now?
Yeah. but you want? Okay, I mean, yeah, I absolutely.
On acid? Is everybody on acid right now? Is it like what just happened?
It's 4:20, and we've been injecting marijuana for like the last 3 hours.
That's true. Happy marijuana day.
Thank
happy
you. Yeah, we went down to a dispensary and we melted down the marijuana leaves and then we injected it.
Are you in there now?
Mm-hmm. No, we're not in there now. We're back. We're back at the motel and we're injecting each other with the same needle.
At the Motel 6 on Main Street?
No, the Hilton. Do you know, like, Picard was like a mess.
Finer.
Why? Brent, she's going to kill you. Why are you going to kill him? Sorry. He's kind of melted into a sofa right now. You remember those old drug PSAs where the girl, when she was deflated in the couch and wouldn't move? That's kind of what Brent's doing right now. He got some indica, and he is fucked up.
Well, I hope so. I'm glad to hear that.
He's been vaporizing. He's been injecting. He's been putting marijuana patches on the bottom of his feet. Yeah.
No.
We've been hanging out with Chris Kattan, and like he kept doing the stupid Night the Roxbury stuff. He kept yelling Emilio, and so we fucking left him. Like he just kept yelling that shit. We're like, dude, you were famous for half a second about 20 years ago. Like, you know, it's time to move on. And he got all pissy, and they broke the window.
Well, rightfully so, man. You can't tell people that. You can't say that.
Well, you kept reenacting Mr. Peepers from SNL.
No, you can't tell people they were famous for a second and not expect them to get upset.
I mean, I told him one time, I said, I used to watch you. I used to watch you all the time. You know, kind of a backhanded thing. I was like, I used to watch you.
Oh, that's bad. That's bad.
I know.
I don't like that. I don't like that.
It got him to go
away. I don't want people to say that to me.
No, you'll always be famous because you're attractive and you got the assets.
Oh, that's a loaded statement, but you know.
Just like this needle.
Okay. I get put Brent on the line.
Brent,
did you kill him? And is he dead in a car? What's happening? Why is his name coming up?
Have you been watching Weekend at Bernie's again?
Have I been?
Yeah, you're talking about dead in a car. No, I'm not. I'm not throwing Brent's arm around me and doing a little dance with him. You know, and like, Daddy, would you like some sausage? Daddy, would you like some sausages? No, I'm not doing that.
What?
We are in the car.
Or else I'm going to call the police.
No, we're in the car.
You what? In the car with Brent?
Yeah.
He's in the car with Brent.
Brent,
put him on the phone.
Brent, let's go. Brent, here, take the phone.
God.
Take the
He's
phone.
Dead. He's dead in the car.
Just give me a second. I'm not ready yet. Give me one fucking second. I'm about to speak.
Such a crazy crash. Are you okay?
I'm at the car.
Don't come in the car. It's a rental.
my gosh, this is solid gold. Amazing, dude. That was Tasha Yar from Enterprise from Star Trek. Oh, my Lord.
Something else, because that could be a problem if we fix that.
She fell for hook and sinker. Hook, line, and sinker. Maybe call her back and let her know that, you was playing your PlayStation.
I think she knew. She was laughing. I don't think she bought any of it.
Yeah, she was laughing.
May be calling Brent back, though, here in a second. Like, you just have someone call?
Hello, I'm not in right now, but if you leave your message, I'll call you back as soon as I can. Thanks a lot. Bye.
Hi, I'm trying to reach John. My name is Dwight. And I'm actually being blackmailed into a situation. I owe someone a lot of money. And he wanted me to pass on a message about a character on Star Wars, I guess. He says you played Q or something. I thought that was just an impractical joker or something like that. But he says Q from the Star Trek. He really wanted your character to die in just a big fire, like a big bustling, blazing fire for questioning if space travel should happen or something like that. I don't know what the whole situation is. But this was how I paid off $40 of my debt to him. He kind of wanted to do – it's almost like money laundering. Like, he wanted to filter the message through an intermediary, and I'm the intermediary. And, like, so this is my job. Like, this is my life. And I'm sorry. I'm sorry that I called you. If you want, you can call me back. You don't have to. I'm just saying – you can call me back. And, like, if I'm not around him, I'll give you all of his information for $20. Okay, bye. Okay. All right.
Nice. He started out in the first episode of Generations. So, yeah, he's been on there from the beginning. He was one of the antagonist roles all through this series. So, yeah, good call.
Yeah. So we got him, too. We got him. All right. Let me see. Let me make sure.
Back it down with the Star Trek personalities. Awesome, man. I love it.
Right? Yeah. I wonder why it's easy to find somebody that hasn't been on a show in so many years, because they don't give a fuck if their shit is found or not. All right. I'm just reorganizing. So out of those ones, we came back with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Six celebrity numbers, if you're going to count Gino. He's not really a celebrity. He's kind of a fly-by-the-night motherfucker, him, you know? But, I mean, we got some well-known people-ish from the Star Treks. Let's see here. Yeah, so that concludes the celebrity hunt of the portion of the show machine.
Yes, you're all set.
All right, let's see if Rick will answer.
I got lots.
Oh, here we go. I'm nervous. Let's do one of these numbers. A little prayer number, see if he'll answer. Maybe, I hope him and Jerry are on good terms. I hope it's not pissed at him or something.
King.
Hey, Rick. Woo!
Hi, buddy.
How you doing?
Is this the King?
It is. What are you doing?
No, Jerry, where are you at? Where are you at?
Memphis.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Oh, good. Good to hear you. What's going on?
Nothing. I was just I guess I was a little bored, so I thought I'd call and see what Mr. Flair was into tonight.
Well, I'm in Minnesota right now, getting ready to go sign autographs.
Really? Really, really? They got a heck of a setup over there, or is it just a fly by night situation? Hello. I think he hung up. I thought I heard him say it's not him. I think we got him though. We got him on.
I thought he said hang up.
Yeah, we brought him into the closet, into the janitor's closet.
It's the first time we got him to answer. We only had to make it look like it was Jerry the King fucking Lawler. I was like, oh, he answered, King! Hey. I should have asked him, like, did Jerry ever call you and ask you if you got arrested for stealing and being drunk at Walmart? I was the one that told him that. Because I legit did that. I tried to get him to come and get Ric Flair out of the security room. Everybody watching. See if we get Leslie. She was Callahan from Police.
Hello.
Hi. How you doing? Hi, Leslie. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you? Who is this? I couldn't hear what was going on.
Oh, I'm sorry. My name's Dwight, and it's my birthday. Brian Toshi was out with us just recently, and he's in trouble. We got in trouble at Walmart.
You got in trouble at Walmart?
Yeah, he was drinking very heavily. Oh. I wasn't drinking, but he was
okay,
like,
okay, it's best not to.
Yeah, he was like, I bet I can steal this, and now we're in the security room at Walmart.
You're in the security room at Walmart?
Yeah, and he said to dial this number. Like, he's in and out of consciousness. That's not a scam. What are you talking about? God. What's that lady talking about?
Well, the thing is, can we sing the song that you... She wants to know who it is.
I'm Dwight.
She's my roommate.
I'm Dwight.
He's Dwight. He's Dwight.
And Brian's with me.
Well,
and we're gonna sing happy. Yeah. You sing happy birthday.
We need to go to sleep.
Sing happy birthday.
Yeah, we're gonna do it to you.
All right. Yeah, I'm gonna clap.
Hi, who is this?
It's Dwight.
Who is Dwight?
I'm Dwight. I'm with Brian. He said you guys will sing happy birthday to me.
Who are you calling?
Leslie.
You got the wrong number.
I do not.
Leslie?
She said it was Leslie.
Leslie what? What's the last name?
Easterbrook.
Oh, okay. Because you don't have her number on her phone book. That's why.
Oh, yeah. Because I call from my phone and not Brian's. He said for me to call.
Oh. Oh, okay.
He said you were going to sing happy birthday. He said Callahan will sing you happy birthday.
Okay, hold on. Here she is.
Okay.
Hey, happy birthday.
Thank you. It's my birthday. It's my birthday, and we'll go to jail if we want to.
We will fight, too, if it's happened to you.
Yeah, all right. All right, well, we're going to go get arrested. The cops are here.
No, really? What is the cast, too?
What?
Is it a film that you're working on now?
No, we're going to jail. We're in Walmart, the little security area. We're going to jail.
But they have those extra rooms and spaces and stuff because they're not really.
Well,
sure
they can't
what
pinch us until we
point.
Walk out with the merchandise. So, like, that's why the room's always in the front. And then he said if we could make it, and he lied, and now we're going to jail on my birthday.
Is it really your birthday and you're going to jail on your birthday?
It is. Literally in the next 51 minutes, it'll be my birthday. And by the time we're probably booked in, it's going to be my birthday and we're going
to
be in jail.
Well, I'm just going to try to get myself together so I can come see you on your birthday. I don't know, when it's coming, but
it would
be fun.
Yeah, it's in 51 minutes. 51 minutes.
Okay. Well, I've got people here, and I need to talk to them, and they seem to be pretty normal, and that always disturbs me.
Normies? Yeah, me too.
People are not. Yeah, okay.
The normies. Okay.
Okay,
well,
I was going to write something down, and I realized I don't have a piece of paper because it disappeared too. So
why did the paper disappear?
Somebody wanted to see what it was.
All right,
hang
on.
It just walked in here. It just walked in the room that I'm in.
Stay on the phone. Watch this. We're gonna try to escape.
We're gonna try to escape.
Yeah, stay on.
is your name Brian?
No, I'm Dwight.
Your name isn't Brian?
No, Brian's with me though.
Brian is with us here.
With me.
Wait a second. He says that Brian, the guy who's yelling so loud, is here.
Yeah, he's
Where
here.
Is he?
He's here.
He's in L.A.?
Oh, he's in L.A.?
No, we're in L.A. right now, yeah.
Yeah, you're in L.A. too?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, we are in L.A., and then we live here, so we're just pushing buttons just to survive. And then I just fell out of the bed, but that's okay. It didn't hurt. Didn't hurt at all.
Did you land on your bubble butt?
Yeah, I can't miss it. It's just there.
It's like that Sir Mix-a-Lot song.
Well, why not?
My friend, he's a milkman. I think he would love you.
We'd have a good time.
Yeah, he's a lechero.
I love to drink milk.
He's a lechero. He came from Mexico to the United States to realize his dream as being an American milkman.
Well, that's great. I'm just going to put milkman because it's great. And I hope that something like that does work. We can do something to make life better for people that we know and care about.
Yeah, he better be a success because he owes me money.
Yeah, he better. Or I'll go get him.
All right. Oh boy.
Come
yeah.
to where he is.
Yeah, I'm keeping him out. I'm keeping him out of the room. I'm keeping him out of the room because he's saying vulgar things. Milkman's a dirty man.
Yeah.
He's a dirty old man. It's always his birthday. Okay, well, I'm gonna go then.
Oh, okay.
Going to jail.
Oh yeah, because we.
Going
yeah,
to jail.
I'm sure we'll talk a few more times before.
I mean, only if you want to. I mean, I'm not gonna be creeping on you or anything. I mean, you know, Brian said to call,
well,
not me.
Yeah, so Brian said to call me, and then he never really answered by singing or giving me anything, and so I was trying to. I'm looking here now, saying, it's Maria Soto, CJO, and child turning in circles very difficult. Well, not really. Hope Maria Soto is all right. And that's Leslie Easterbrook, because I was supposed to write all that stuff down for some reason. I don't know.
But you don't know why?
But no. I mean, there may be something going on. We need help.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
You want to come to a party if we get out? Do you want to go to a party?
Yeah, let's see what the party is going to be like by that time.
Okay. It's probably a lot of Easter candy, like leftover Easter candy and questionable decisions.
It's all of those things.
It's all about wine, leftover Easter candy that was half off at Walmart, and questionable decisions.
Yes, 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 yes.
And
yes.
I want to come get. I want
to
get a
be happy.
Yeah, I want to come get a big birthday booby hug.
Okay, I can save one for you.
Nice.
I thought it was great.
Okay, great. Big. Awesome.
Booby hug.
Booby hug, yeah. Not a side hug, but like a full-on, like chest-to-chest hug. Not a weird one, though.
Okay, it's written down.
All right, don't forget it.
It's written down with a big old fat L.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
L means love.
And then I get to meet you.
You do.
Oh, it could, you know. It could.
It could.
Yeah.
It could. You like a younger man? I just turned 41, or going to be anyway.
Well, I mean, my people have been older.
Oh, that's no fun.
Because it's hard getting them out, you know, to do something and take chances and fiddle things up. But I enjoy doing all that.
All right, first date, me and you are going bungee jumping.
Well, we'll talk about it another time. I've got to go put a bunch of stuff away in my apartment.
Okay,
sounds good. Before people start yelling at me.
Okay, sounds great.
Okay.
All right, bye, Leslie.
So I'll talk to you. Okay, bye.
Bye.
What is your first name again?
Dwight.
What is it?
Dwight.
Dwight?
Yep.
Like D-U?
Nope, D-W-I-G-H-T.
Okay. I CHT.
Yep, or you can call me Do Right. Do Right as well. I go by Do Right.
Do Right. Okay, because I have DW and then DW again. ICHT, and then it's what is it now?
Dwight.
The one that you just before that.
Oh, Do Right. It's a nickname. It's just D-U-R-I-T-E.
D-U-R-I-T-E.
Yes.
That's wonderful. D-U-T-R-I-E.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
hey,
yes.
This is, well, yeah, okay. Tell me your name again.
Dwight.
It's Dwight. Okay.
Yep. Just Dwight.
Okay. Well, Dwight is a really, you know, like a puffed up, nice, like something to say. Dwight.
Mm-hmm.
I've always thought
rolls right off the tongue.
It does. Dwight, instead of just like,
that's what my parents originally wanted to name me, but they thought better. You know, they're like, hey, Let's just go with Dwight. It's a family name.
Well, you know, you've been doing well, and you've been you're out there, and you're fun to talk to, and you're really a cool guy. So I think that you probably have been helping everybody out.
I try.
And it's wonderful. So I look forward to meeting you.
All right, sounds good. I love you.
I love you too. We don't know what this is about, but you know, we'll manage to try.
All right. Sounds great.
Okay.
All right. Bye. All right.
Do you live here in the Valley, or do you live in LA?
I live just outside. I can't afford to live in LA. I live just outside of LA.
Well, my apartment is it's pretty bizarre to look at, but it's the same kind of weirdness. They sent up this massive thing to stick in my big room, and it's broken in a number of times and in a number of places, but they come back together.
Yeah, well, see, the place I live in right now, they have like it's like a studio, but there's 16 sets of bunk beds in here, and they're all separated by like curtains.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Your apartment is always full.
Yeah, I pay $6,000 in rent a month.
Well, we gotta do something about that.
I know, it's crazy. I'm looking for a new place. There's no privacy.
Well, yeah, that's got to come number one, especially if you're writing anything, if you're doing anything, just creating and people can see and do and all that. It's best to hide it.
Writing.
I don't mean hide.
I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. I have to go to bed now.
Okay.
There,
me too.
There are doors opening.
This officer is going to put me to sleep, whether I like it or not.
Well, you'll just have to say it's my job to take care of my sleep. Okay. Goodbye.
I'll tell him that. Like, if he offers me a warm glass of milk, I'm saying no. I'll go to sleep on my own. You don't tell me how to go to sleep. I go to sleep when I want.
Okay. Well, you can just tell him that I'm waiting to go to sleep because that's the way.
Okay. I'm gonna go do that. I'm gonna go do that right now so you can go to sleep.
Okay, and then we'll talk tomorrow.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Okay. Call me tomorrow. Call me tomorrow.
Sleep. Oh, okay. Yeah, and you gave me the number, and I gotta make sure that it is actually the right one.
Yep.
If I can just open this thing to a certain point. No, I don't think that they Spectrum Mobile Upspread my phone second foreign and aid group.
Yep.
And is that what it's like?
Yes.
25 Republic. Okay, so at least I'm in the right order, or in the right.
Right. Yeah.
The right area.
No, you're pretty close.
Okay.
All right. Just give me a call. What?
What is your first name?
Dwight.
It is Dwight. Okay.
It's Dwight, yes.
I have that one written here, and that's it. Went, yeah, okay.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Well, so I'll talk to you soon, and don't get yourself into any trouble, but just have a nice time, and I'll see you soon.
All right, sounds good.
Okay.
Bye.
Goodbye, my dear.
Oh, my God, I've never tried to get off a phone so fucking hard. Oh,
she loved you, man. You got a new fan. Oh, my Lord.
Awesome, buddy.
Golden evening, brother. You are hitting on all Ooh. Cylinders, 12 cylinders tonight.
Did y'all just get married?
I don't know, but they thought it was AI. That's what her roommate was jumping around about. They thought I was just some scam. Like, I'm like, oh, we're in jail. Give me money. If Callahan's living with roommates now, I don't think there's any money to be had.
Yeah, poor lady. But boy, she's a good sport.
She's 74 now. She's 74 years old now.
She was drinking the wine out of the box tonight instead Woo. Of the bottle, you know?
Oh, she's going to be dreaming about a man named Do Right tonight.
Yeah, she was happy though. We left her with a smile. She if even told you she loves you.
If she can remember to look at that number tomorrow, she may call back. I don't know if she's gonna do it though. She had a hard enough time hearing what my fucking name was spelled.
Yeah, she kept spelling it wrong.
She kept throwing in some like X's and T's and F's and.
Then she said, then she like must be dyslexic because she said D U I T R.
That was fucking wild. I do like, because we've never got Leslie, aka Callahan, to answer either. She just decided tonight was going to be the fucking night, I guess. Happy fucking birthday. That's fucked up though. She's like,
dude, you got some bomb action tonight, man. We are hitting good.
Hitting good.
No matter what happens at this point, man, it's golden.
Please leave a message for Judy, Henry, or Ben after you hear the beep. Thank you so much for calling. So long.
Yeah, Judy, I'm calling about Ben. He ran through my wife's garden again, knocked over the sunflowers, trampled on our green bell peppers, and pissed in one of our pots. You need to call me back. Might get a little message from Judy Gold. Let's check in with our good friend Gary Busey, who said I had a fucking mental disorder the last time we spoke.
Hello, you've reached the Busey family. Please leave your message and a phone number, and we'll call you back.
Thank you. Bye.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, simply hang up or press pound for further options.
Gary, dude, you got to call me back. I got this movie that you've got to see. Like, they took out, it's like an all male cast. I don't, like, I'm sitting here watching it. The Little Mermaid, it's all of them, but they're all guys. Like, you got to call me back, man. This is some wild stuff. Ariel's got a tail, but it's not the mermaid tail. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Like, we got a conference, man. We got to get on a Zoom meeting or something. I got to show you this. Yeah. This is insane.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Gary is going to be fucking pissed. Gary Busey seems like the type of guy that would hold a fucking phone vendetta for years. Oh, shit. Let me turn that off. It's still going. Sorry. My bad.
Yeah. That was a nice backdrop, though. Very interesting.
Something that was like, let's talk about like fried buns or whatever. Well, see, like in an interview.
I thought it was an answering machine, so I thought it was going to be echoing throughout the house, and then I realized after the fact it was a voicemail. But that would have been fucking hilarious, echoing through the halls of Buseyism. Let's call it Stephen Baldwin and see what his brother's up to. I wonder how his trial's going.
You're not going to.
I'll fucking ask him. He probably has a 411. I think Steven's the one that the family has pretty much disowned anyway. He would call to tell Alec. Be like, oh yeah, I was wondering how the trial was going. And it's like, Steven, quit calling here trying to get back in the family, you fuck. That's what they would do.
Hey, you reach Steve. Please leave a message. Thank you.
Steve, it's Dwight. Call me back, man. Call me back. Some real fucked up shit happened, man. Some real fucked up shit. Some real fucked up shit, man. Man, I need your help. Like, ASAP, call me. I don't care what time of night it is. Real fucked up shit. I don't know if I found that funny, but I did. Yes, I got Ken Griffey's number.
Hello?
Hey, is Ken around?
Who's calling?
Dwight.
Dwight who?
Last name's McClanahan.
I can give him a message.
Sure. Tell him they're going to be adjusting how many touchdowns he ended his career with. We found a few errors.
Okay.
So just so he knows, it's not going to take him out of the hall or anything, but the touchdowns are coming down.
All right, bye.
Okay, bye. Cock block. You think he's
She definitely did that call.
I don't think he's getting the message. I don't think she took it seriously. She was doing one of those. Yes, I'll take the with no paper or pen, just fucking signing in the air. Yep, got it. Wonderful.
He's sitting over there in the big lazy boy, you know, swilling a beer, you know. Thank you, Hunter.
Man, I can't tell you the last time I saw Ken Griffey Jr. out fucking doing anything. He's probably still out there pimping out his like top deck fucking baseball cards. Like, this one's it's midnight.
Oh, here we go.
I can't play that too I can't play that too long because then YouTube will have a fucking conniption. But we do have a song that the Clay put together, and Kat's gonna like it. Here we go. Yeah, shut up, Kat. Raise your mops, salute the Dwight machine.
God damn it.
Yeah. Oh, Dwight, you master of the phone line war. Dialing out, spread some humor and more.
And a whore.
Flood and sink with laughter's roar.
Shut up, Kat, we shout.
It's Dwight we adore. Flush that.
Of the dial, the king of schemes, with every single trial, with every flush, a legacy so wild. Happy birthday, Dwight Machine. We cheered and smiled. From rubber gloves to the throne you claim. Through every joke you rise to fame. A tribute to your name, oh, Dwight Machine, your humor's our flame. Happy birthday, Dwight, a janitorial star.
A janitorial
star. Through every ring and joke, you lift the bar.
Yeah, shut up, Kat.
Where's my jean jacket? I'm going to put my band patch on.
Well, I think how Kat's talking shit, and we can't even hear her.
That was awesome, man. That's great shit. Job.
Kat's over talking mad shit. I read bullshit on her lips, and she's like, I can't even talk. Hello? Hi, you have coconuts?
We did. It looks like we got that taken care of. I didn't take the ad down, but it just happened like yesterday. They came and got them.
So they got they got them all then.
Yeah. A lot of them were from a tree. The trees were older, so they had to knock out the dead stuff, and then hopefully the next harvest they'll be able to get some good ones.
Okay. I guess I just had one other question then. Why's the ad still up, motherfucker? Riddle me that, Batman.
Riddle me this.
Kat's over there fucking mouthing the words, waiting for it to come down the line. She's like, come on, motherfucker. Why is the ad still up?
Yeah, the second you said that, I was like, oh?
Yeah, that's where I'm like, oh, I guess I just have one last question then.
We have a voicemail.
Oh,
the guy sounds...
Oh, he's on.
So I don't know.
I wonder if it's Busey.
In the land of Hawaii.
Land of Hawaii.
Hawaii. End of Hawaii. I don't know who you angered, but here you go.
Hello?
My name is Dwight, and I'm a criminal.
Dwight, if you got the guts to continue this conversation in person, I'll meet you anytime, anywhere.
I'm here to engage in civil disobedience and discussion.
You know what? Get a job, asshole.
Oh, send me the number. He might need a call back.
Get a job.
I want to look at this number. I'm like, where is this going? Hello?
Hi, how can I help you?
Is somebody come and clean my room? Like, now, I brought way too much sand from the beach into my room. I grabbed a 5-gallon bucket of sand and shells from the beach. And I brought it into my room and made a sandcastle, and now I'm just over it.
Oh, okay. All right, hold on.
I've been drinking a little bit, and there was a crab in one of these pails. I made 15 trips with a 5-gallon bucket, and now I can't even see the floor. It's like the beach is in my room. Hello? Just over it. You know what? Oh no, it's coming up again. Listen, I'm just over it. It's like I'm over this fucking lamp. I'm over this TV. I'm over this whole island. Now I'm ready to go back to the mainland and fucking civilize people. Mom? 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 Yeah, what do you need, Mom? It's me, Bill. Are you okay? Did you stub your toe again? Mom? Yeah, it's me, Bill. Mom, you got the constipation again? Yeah.
You know what you're calling?
Yeah, the monarch. Sorry, my mom's in the bathroom. She's constipated.
Which one?
What do you mean, which one?
Which Monarch Hotel?
Oh, the Waikiki. The one.
We don't have a room. The one over here on Nananu Street.
However the fucking that thing is fucking pronounced.
We're on 444 New Street. Was the alarm able to go off?
Yeah, the alarm's going. That's off. But my mom is having a problem. She doesn't know how to push.
Okay, do you know what room number you're in?
215, I told you that. Mom, it's okay. Yeah, I know, Mom. I know. Hi, my mom is constipated in the bathroom.
Okay.
And so she's having a rough time of pushing.
Was there an emergency?
Yeah, she's a constipated, and I don't know if your pipes are handling the load or not. I need you to move the shit. We need you to move the shit alert to DEFCON 1. She had a lot of pain.
Oh, my God.
Mom, it's okay. Grab your toes and push. Mom, get the squatty potty out.
You've just come through. Sorry, are you calling, just to confirm, are you calling for Waima Nalo Beach Cottages in Hawaii?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, what I can do, I can certainly take some details from you. What is your first and last name?
Well, my name's Bill.
Yep.
And the last name is Bariatric Surgery.
Okay. Could you, your first name is Bill and your last name, could you spell it for me?
It's bariatric, like the surgery.
Okay.
My mom is constipated and she needs some emotional support. We're here at the hotel.
Okay, all right. Let me take your details. I just need you to spell your last name for me, Bill.
B A R. Mom! Hang on, hang on, hang on. Mom, what do you need? Mom, are you okay? Mom. Oh my God. Oh my God, Mom. Holy shit, Mom. What the fuck is this? It's baby Brad. Oh, here comes another. Mom, you're not done? Here comes another.
Okay, so what you'll need to do, you reach the answering service. Uh-huh. So if you can send a text to
8-0-8-7-5-6-3-1.
You know, we ran through as far as we could. And here comes another
her
one. It was. That was garbage. That was straight was Hawaiian under the sea.
Cutting off her speech. So every time she started to speak, it like had a noise gate. So she must have been in a noisy call center or something.
Aloha, y'all.
I'm going to help you. Hi. I have a problem. You guys aren't pet friendly, are you?
No, I'm sorry, sir. We're not.
Okay, so I brought my dog. My name's Bill, by the way. I brought my dog in. Like it's a big dog, but it's making a lot of noise. It's making it like it's weird. Like I listen. Hang on. This is my dog.
That's the dog.
That's my dog.
That dog sounds sick. You need a vet.
No, it's a good dog. It's a good dog. It's a young dog. It's a healthy dog.
That's a retarded dog.
No,
that's
not
a very mentally unstable dog.
Listen, don't
that dog needs help.
Yeah, no, my dog. Don't say that about my dog.
That dog's off. That's part wolf.
That's my dog. But listen, the cat's up here.
That's
the cat's
your
the. Dog. No, ma'am, the cat's
no,
the
no,
one.
No, no, no. That dog is off. That dog needs mental help.
No, ma'am. Listen, my cat's the one I'm having the real problem with, though.
He definitely does. The dog needs help. Which room? I'll send the vet.
215, bitch.
Oh, there it is. It's going to have puppies soon. There it is. I'm telling you, the dog needs help.
Can you come up and help? And can you come express my dog's anal glands?
I can definitely come up and help. I'll bring, like, a shovel. I'll bash it in the head. That's what it needs. There it is. Yep.
You sound like the type of woman would fuck a dog.
I gotta help that dog out.
You're a dog fucker.
I gotta help that dog out.
Dog fucker.
There it is.
I got 60. I got 65 dogs up here.
You have 65 dogs up there? Well, you better keep them quiet. I won't tell.
No, you're obvious. You're a psycho. How many people have you killed?
Oh, I think they're okay.
How many people have you murdered? How many people have you murdered?
Murdered?
Yeah, what do? You go and you grab howlies at...
I murder dogs, not people.
What do? You go grab howlies that are vacationing from the mainland and you make them disappear? What's the matter with you?
It's mercy killings.
Because they're howlies from the mainland?
Fuck you, bitch.
Well, anyone who would bring 65 dogs into a hotel deserves a shovel to the head. You don't agree?
No, I wouldn't agree. That seems extreme.
I don't think so.
You need to smoke a little weed.
Dogs up to a hotel room?
Yeah.
Weed?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
You want some weed? You want some of that? You want some coconut weed?
Nah.
You want some of that the fucking hairy weeds over here?
No, I have enough pubic hair.
That's what they say.
I hate doggy.
How come you don't trim down there? How come you don't trim down there?
Because I like the bush.
Do you have a big bone through your nose?
A big bone?
Yeah, you got a big bone that goes through your nose?
No.
You dirty whore.
Too African.
What's that?
Oh, the dogs have simmered down.
Yeah, because I put down a nice big bowl of nice warm milk to calm them down. I was just asking for help, and then you went to the extreme.
That's all it took. You have the warm milk. Let's go with that.
You thought you were like the Jack Kevorkian of dogs and stuff over here, thinking you're putting them out of their misery.
Yeah, absolutely.
Why? Why would you do that? Why?
It's the Lord's work. It's the Lord's work, sir.
Why? You should be taken out to the sand, buried up to your neck, and then peed on.
I'm putting those pure creatures out of their misery.
Listen, I'm gonna bury you up to your neck in the sand and let the dogs get at you.
Sounds good.
All right, cool. I'll talk to you later. The throne thing. I'm not getting all the alerts. 11 minutes ago.
They sold your information somewhere.
I fucking guess. This didn't even say who it came from.
Aloha, Ethiopia, Honolulu. How can I assist you?
Hi, I'm not getting the alerts for some Aloha? Reason. Yeah, hi. I know, huh?
Hi, how can I help you?
Well, MST3 Clay, he bought me the baby batter separator, and I don't know how to use it. Did the instructions come in down there?
Oh, sorry. You're calling. This is AC Hotel Honolulu.
Yeah, I'm an amateur scientist / gynecologist. It's a whole situation. There's no exact title for it. But you know how you separate egg whites and the yolk by using the shell to go back and forth? I'm up here right now trying to do that with a woman's an egg from her. Yeah, just go ahead and go. Hang on, this is gonna get silly. So I got an egg from her ovaries, and then I got the semen in the other egg, and I'm mixing back and forth like a mad scientist. He wasn't even gonna let me get that phone. Oh, fucking throw. Yeah, happy birthday, Ben Chode, from the message. Oh, from Ted Webb. I'm just trying to catch up on this. I don't know why it's not doing them all. So that's one Crispy did. And then Drew Peacock did the corner shelf. And then the Ted did the $15 Walmart card. And then Clay did a contribution to the baby batter separator. But it didn't pump the fucking alerts through. Let me go test that.
What kind of sex toys are you guys buying him?
Oh, it's actually a pancake dispenser for the flat top grill I got. It drops it out the bottom, and I gave a weird ass name to it. Let me go check it.
Buckle Beach Front Resort, how may I help you?
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm not too bad. Listen, the people over in 110 are going to be very, very cross with you and me.
What room?
And I think it's 110. That's the room I snuck into.
We don't have a room 110.
Well, it's definitely on the first floor. I planted some soil on them.
Okay.
So when the people, with the security people or the cops, I don't know how you deal with it, I'm going to call in a complaint, and they've got some soil in their room. I planted it there.
Okay.
So it's in there.
Okay.
Like it's all, like okay. I put it all over in there, so it's going to be hard to miss. So they're going to be brought up on charges.
Okay.
So, like, they're never going to be coming back to Lake Havasu ever again. I've really got their number this time. He thinks he could just steal my wife, take my dog, fuck my mother? No, that's not how we're playing this game. This time he's going away for a long, long time.
Within Lake Havasu.
Hi. Hello? Sorry, I only have 35% of my lung capacity still left. I'm very diseased, so this might take me a minute. So listen, I don't know whose room this is, but I'm about to put some soil in here. I'll just cut this out. There we go. There we go. All right, I'm in the room. That's not the problem. I need you to send security so they can find the soil that I'm planting in here.
What do you...
I got some soil, some of the endangered soil from outside. And I put it inside the room. And I need someone to come discover it so they can get kicked out. And go to jail. I'm sorry. I'm obese. I ate 3/4 of my lungs in one sitting. The tree nursery is going to be mad at me. I planted 3 trees in the room. And 2 shrubs. And a goddamn partridge in a pear tree. 1 owl. A large order of flapjacks. 3 used condoms. A dumb bitch that still stays on the phone when you say obscene stuff. I'm not actually short on breath. I have my penis out. It's my birthday. I actually started to make myself fucking get lightheaded, fucking talking like that and breathing like that. Ooh, fuck.
I'm ventilating.
Oh, shit. I was starting to... I'm like, oh, the fucking lights are closing in on me. Here comes the darkness.
Home to Sleep Like Havasu.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How can I help you?
Well, I need to find out what the charge is for digging up the floor.
The charges for digging up the floor?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I think you have the wrong number.
No, I'm at the hotel.
Oh, who's digging up the floor?
Guys, stop. I'm on the phone. I'm asking him about the charges right now. Listen, so my dad's a curator at a museum, and he's getting ready to pack up a lot of stuff. On the back of one of these paintings, I found what I consider to be a treasure map, and really, the X leads right here in this room.
Yeah, no, don't touch anything.
Okay, hey, guys, he said don't touch. No, he said don't touch. Don't touch. Because the legend of One-Eyed Willie is, I mean, it's guys. Hang on. God damn it. It's been confirmed.
I'm sorry, but you just don't call back.
Why? Fine. I'm going to dig the fucking room. God damn, I was going to get back to the sounds. Don't call back. It's already done.
Okay, so he said to call back.
He did.
So he's like, I have a few.
Hi, hello.
Talk to him. You're more reasonable. I'll dig.
Yeah. What's the big idea,
listen,
man?
Listen.
We're
I don't want to hear no stories about One-Eyed Willie.
Okay, we're digging it up.
No, you're not.
We got machines, shovels.
No, you're not.
We're fucking doing it, man.
No, you're not.
We're fucking doing it. It's happening.
I don't want to hear no stories about One-Eyed Willie. I don't want to hear. Call it back. Call that motherfucker back.
Yeah.
Cool.
One more.
Barbara, how you doing there, Babs?
I'm doing pretty good. What can I do for you?
Hang on. Let me turn my equipment off here real quick. Guys, stop digging. Just stop digging for a second. So, how far down do we have to go to find it?
Find what?
Well, we just had that guy that came to our door, and he said that he worked at the front desk with you. And he said that something about some type of Lake Havasu, I don't know, treasure hunt. And he says there's a treasure in here under your floor, but you're going to have to work to get it. And he said it was $125,000. And he handed us some tools.
I think you're calling the wrong place because this is Parker, Arizona. It's not Lake Havasu.
Right. Well, no, he said that's what the treasure hunt was named, was Lake Havasu. He didn't say it was in Lake Havasu.
Yeah,
he says
no,
he said
there's
it's
no
a
guy, there's no guy here right now for the front desk.
Okay, but how far down do we have to dig to find it? He didn't specify that, and we've already took a good chunk of this floor out. Did she get electrocuted? Hi, ma'am. How far do we have to dig down in the room?
How far?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Well, the guy... Hang on a second. Let me turn this off. The guy just came to our room, and he said that, I don't know, apparently he dropped his wife's wedding ring down the drain. I think he's from the second floor. And he said there was a big reward if we found it. But I don't know how far your plumbing pipes go down. So we've been digging the floor up trying to figure out how far the pipes go down. Because we want that $125,000 he's offering.
I am not too sure.
Okay, so you would say we just keep digging up the floor in the room then?
I guess. I mean, I don't...
How much am I going to incur in charges for digging up the floor in the room?
You would have to talk to the owner.
Okay, but in the meantime, until I talk to them, I should just keep digging?
No. I wouldn't dig any further.
But we're on a real roll right now. We've all been smoking marijuana because it's, you know, it's 420. So yeah. we're digging. So listen, let me talk to you on a real. Let me go ahead and shut this off. Hang on. So we stand to make about $125,000, and I figure if we even, you know, do about $50,000 worth of damage, that's still $75,000. So if you want to come give us a hand after you're done with your shift, like, your cut would be roughly like $600,000.
No, I gotta get
listen, I will give you a cut if you just tell the owners that you did this.
No.
But you stand to make dozens of dollars.
No.
Listen, I'll throw in a green card. We'll get married.
No.
You'll be an American citizen. We'll get married. Come on, man. I was trying to sweeten that pot up.
Second one to do that. You know that high-pitched whine at the end? I don't know why it's doing that.
They're all in it together.
Hello, this is Dirty Puerto Rican. How may I assist you?
Island Sweets, this is Beth. How may I assist you?
You say your name is Death?
Beth. B-E-T-H.
Bath?
As in Elizabeth?
Why didn't you just say that?
Because my name's not really Elizabeth, and if I told you what my real name is, what is it? You then call me.
No, wait a minute. Wait, okay, Bethany. What? Bethany is your real name?
Bethany.
Big.
And
big belly Bethy.
Stephanie, when I tell him Bethany.
Oh, what does a man call you in bed?
Old. How can I help you?
What? Like, they're into some ageism stuff? Like, that's fucked up. You got a pension?
Let's just say I just turned 72.
Ah, still a fresh young grape. All right. So, I got a problem in here. I've been digging from the second story, the second floor, and I still have not found what I'm looking for.
What are you looking for?
Well, the guy that works with you at the front desk, he came and gave us these tools. And he says, first one to find it wins. And, like, he's got this sheet, and it says $125,000 prize. It says under the floor. And we've been digging. And we've had nothing. I don't know how long we're supposed to be doing this for. Guys, turn it off. Turn it off. I can't hear her. Okay, sorry. I haven't turned the tools off.
Okay.
Okay.
What is it I can do to help you?
Give me a clue on where it is.
I don't know what you're looking for.
I don't either. They just said it's worth $100. It said estimated retail value $125,000. And he gave me the tools and he gave me this like little map, but we've been following it. But we've literally drilled so many holes into these floors, and we still can't find it.
Sir, I have to go.
Why, you gotta go pee pee? Who pulled up?
No, I have a police officer walking in.
Oh, can I talk to him?
No.
Please, because I have a problem. I got to talk to him. I think you're lying to me.
No.
That would be weird if she just handed the cop the phone and I just started saying nonsense to see what he would do.
How can I assist you?
Yeah, hi. We got a problem. Your smoke detector keeps going off every time we try to smoke a fucking joint in here.
Sorry.
We're smoking marijuana at 420, motherfucker. marijuana holiday. We get to do what we want. There's no laws today. Today's like the purge, but for marijuana.
I'm coming in your room and I'm calling 911.
No, listen. Oh shit, it fucking went off again. Oh, he's gonna be a fiery one. He's a callback. He's definitely about ready to lose his shit. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hi. Do you hear these people next door? I'm in my room, and these people came in my room when I opened the door, and they're having sex on my bed now. I don't know these people.
Which room number?
I'm in 215. Like, I opened the door, and they bumped their butts right in my door, and then they landed on my bed, and they're having sex. This is my bed.
I'm coming. Just one second.
Yeah, that's what he said, too.
Which room number? 250?
Yeah, 215. Yeah, they brought a nail gun and they nailed the door shut. Now I can't open it, and neither can you.
215?
Yeah.
We don't have 215.
250. 250. Yep.
Okay.
No, listen. Listen to them. They're animals. They're animals.
250. We don't have a room number.
I can't get out of the room to find the room number. They nailed it shut.
Hello? Which room number?
I don't know. Where can I find it? Because they took a nail gun. They nailed the door shut. Hang on.
What's the name?
Hang on. I'll go outside and look at the door. I'll go outside and look at the door. Hang on.
Yeah.
Oh, God,
yeah.
All right, I'm back. I had to break the window to go outside. I'm sorry.
Don't break the window, man. Wait a minute.
Hang on. I'm gonna throw this chair. I'm gonna throw the cuck chair through the window. Hang on. I'm gonna go outside. Oh, I'm finally outside. It smells like musty old rubber tires being burned.
Which room number?
236.
276, we don't have room number 276.
Yeah, because I said 236. How the hell did you get 276? Hello?
276, we don't have. 267?
Listen, I'm looking for some Bendataka. Bendataka.
Which hotel?
The Bendataka.
No, which hotel?
What do you mean, which hotel?
What's the motel name?
Yeah, your motel has a name. Very good.
No, which motel name?
Oh, you're asking about the motel? It's the Windsor Inn. Of course.
Yeah, I am Windsor Inn.
Yes.
Yeah, which room number?
Where do I find?
Can you give me a room number, please?
Yeah, it's 110.
We don't have 110 room number, my friend.
Okay, it's 1110.
We don't have the 1110.
125.
We don't have 125.
126. Listen, you. Hey, listen, Rundi. Don't listen, Rundi, okay? You.
I call the police.
You call your mother. Okay. You call your mother to come over here and join.
I call the police.
Why? Is your mother a prostitute? Do they know her?
What the fuck you? What you say?
Your mother's a Rundi.
Fuck you, motherfucker.
Why? You don't say that to me. I could be your father. I'm an owl.
What the fuck?
What the fuck?